Welcome to the Nerd Cartel Podcast. For all things nerd, pop culture, and whatever we feel like.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Peter.
And just as we promised.
Yep.
Just what seems like moments ago.
I know. I totally spoiled on 2 weeks ago cast.
Yeah. Definitely. It's not 2-2-2-0-2-2 anymore. It's 3-3-0-3-3-2-0-55.
Yeah. The future.
Even though BioShock occurred in the past.
Yeah.
1960.
Yeah, 1960. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tell them the big news, Peter.
Netflix has announced that they're going to be coming out with a BioShock movie, which I strongly believe this is going to happen. This isn't the first time that they said they were going to do a BioShock movie. Apparently,
at least once, maybe twice.
Yeah, I don't remember who did it last time. If it was Warner Brothers or something, they said they were going to do it. It was going to happen, but it just ballooned so much on money that they were like, no, they scrapped it.
Yeah. I mean, like they went so far as to, I mean, they had a director, God, I forget his last name. Gore.
Yeah. Frank Gore.
No, Al Gore.
No, Al Gore.
Okay. Scary as fuck. Yeah.
You know, Manberberg.
He's like, and then humans had to live underwater because of climate change. It'll come to me. But anyway, they had a director attached, like an A-list director. And then they had, I don't know if they had other talent, but like script, storyboards, everything, and then just shelved.
Yep, trashed it. But so, this is a little more promising. They've been like announcing a lot. It's been popping up everywhere. I haven't seen any cast info yet. Like, I heard rumors of cast info. We tried to look for it. We couldn't find anything. No idea what the direction they're going. I mean, I'm hoping that they start from the beginning, but it seems like they're going to, you know, go for multi-movies and then kind of follow each game, one, two, and then eventually, God, I forget the name of the last one. Where they're in the clouds.
No, Infinite.
Infinite. So, which, if they start with Infinite, I'll be pissed.
No. Okay, so I watched something on YouTube today, and it was like IGN. It was a legit source.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure if it was IGN, but it was something like along those lines. And they were saying they're starting at the beginning.
Good.
With the storyline of BioShock 1,
yeah.
You know, with Atlas and, you know, all – not Atlas, who is the main guy? You remember?
Something Fountain?
Was it Fountain? No. Rand.
Rand?
Yeah. Rand, Atlas, and then the gangster guy.
Yeah.
They're all going to be there. It's all going to be underwater.
Cool.
The big brothers, little sisters, all that shit's going to fucking be there.
Yeah.
So
They got to keep it. I almost hope this was a series.
No, that's what they're saying is.
They're saying they're going to do a series?
They're hoping to do this and expand it into like a BioShock multiverse, like where they keep on going on.
Yeah.
And or not necessarily a multiverse, but like just a
multi-story
overlapping.
Good.
You know, to where eventually.
Like I said, I was hoping it's not going to be a movie though. Like almost like a TV series where they have like at least 5 episodes.
I prefer the series format too.
Yeah.
Especially for something this big.
Yeah.
Because it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I played through the BioShock game.
Yeah.
But I want to say that's at least a 4-hour, 5-hour gameplay, right?
Totally, yeah.
And it's not like, oh, you know, like if you watch that gameplay, it's not like, oh, boring, like this guy's just shooting at or sniping at people for like an hour. Like it was pretty story driven. Like you're going to different areas. Almost every area has a cutscene or a little bit of story behind it or little Easter egg clues as to like why you're in this area, like whether it's like when you're in that area with the plastic surgeon or you're in the area with the that fucking crazy, I almost say a hobo, but he's not a hobo, but the guy who's shut in there and he makes you take pictures of the shadow, the spider splicers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that first game is very cinematic. I think it would be, it's a plug-and-play movie.
Oh, totally. Yeah, if they just follow that storyline, but follow the feel of that first movie.
Oh, especially with the splicers. It's so creepy. It's so creepy, but
weird creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking weird, and I loved it, like, so much. So, it's like, it's one of those, like, fear of having to watch it and just like, God, don't fuck this up. Like, don't try and make it to where it's palatable for everybody. Cause like, if you just follow what it was palatable for everybody because it wasn't such a cookie cutter game that like, it was like every other horror game that, that you played. It was just very, just weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. Like,
we'll see. And I think that this is, as much as I love the movie theater, and, you know, please don't send me any more hate emails, Mom, yeah. or anyone else. But no, like, I really, I love the movie theater. I love the cinematic experience. But having the opportunity to watch more content at home opens up properties like this because, like, I'm going to, not to pick on you, Mom, but, like, my mom and my stepdad, they would never in a million years go see a movie about BioShock. If they saw the trailer,
yeah,
they'd be like, what is that? But if they're like at home, you know, flipping through Netflix and they're like, what's this? Like sci-fi? Ooh, like underwater adventure.
Like, yeah, like, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds kind of crazy. And then like people that you would never expect being into a story like that, they'd be like, dude, this is actually a really cool story where like we know because we played the video game, but the people that don't, like, I think they're going to find a lot of very interested and unlikely audience members.
Oh, totally. And I'm wondering how they're going to play into the whole, I forget what they call it, but injecting himself with all that, those different powers that he can get.
Yeah. The, dude, I just watched a video on it
too. Oh, they talked about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you know, it was like derived from the fish or the eels or whatever that they found down there, and it's what gave him his different powers.
Yeah, like you could have the electricity power, and so if they step on water and stuff, you could shock the water and then shock everybody
electricity
around them.
You can have incinerate, you have the security camera one was dope.
Yeah, that was really cool. My favorite one, which I hope they would do just because of how fucking weird it was like the bees.
Yeah, the swarm ability.
Yeah, and then you could just see like little holes come out of you, and then like little bees like coming out. Like, oh, that was fucking cool.
Yeah. That was my favorite too.
Yeah.
And it's like you see the hornets and they're all like burrowing into their fucking face and shit.
Yeah.
And then there were the other part of the story that I really hope that they touch on is you remember how there were two endings to that based on if you harvested
or killed the little sisters. Oh, yeah. If you were bad or you were good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because like for those of you not familiar with the storyline, which is probably a few of you, but not. I mean, I think a high percentage of our audience are at least familiar with the big brother and little sister characters in that game. But they have these super creepy orphans that were infused with this genetic code that I don't know. I think that they were programmed to go and harvest.
Yeah, like they would go to the dead bodies of the regular people and harvest, like, I don't know what they were harvesting, but like some sort of essence from them. And then you would grab them and you could kill them and then you would get more, I guess, points so you could buy more stuff.
Adam.
Yeah, you could buy more Adam. But if you don't, you would get less Adam, but you would save them.
But you were a good guy.
You were a good guy. Yeah, and you would save them.
And there were some other perks that you got too. You would unlock other things. Like it was kind of like light side or dark side.
Yeah. And I think the big daddies didn't hate you later.
Yeah, I think they would react to you differently if you kill. I mean, like, because if you kill the first one, like, you're pretty much fucked for, like, the next several encounters. Like, they would fucking, like, try to just rage murder you, and like, on sight.
They would just, like, constantly, but if you didn't, I think, like, you could sneak past them a little easier. Mm-hmm. And they're not as, I don't know.
Aggressive
towards you, yeah.
So, Yeah, there's a lot of good things. I'm confident that Netflix can make this happen.
Yeah.
And I understand why, you know, 5-10 years ago, why this movie didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it would have been a big risk to do it. They wanted to do it R-rated back in the day, and they were going to do it R-rated now.
Nice.
So having an R-rated, like, kind of niche, you know, movie, it's a big risk. Like, that I mean, because with those effects and everything, that's going to be a $100 million movie.
Oh, easily. And then you're right. I mean, 10 years ago compared to now, as far as, like, viewership, a lot of people are more acceptable to weird things. I mean, with all the superhero movies that are coming out, like, people are more into that's more popular than, say, like, you know, having something closer to like a Schindler's List type of movie.
Yeah,
you know, where like the most of the viewers are like our parents and everything. Oh, they're gonna go out and see it. It's now, it's like most of your viewership is going to be young people and generally our age, which I consider ourselves.
Yeah,
still kind of in the young area.
We're young-ish.
Yeah, young-ish.
And, you know, we're still nerds, and now we have a little bit of money and money to spend on nerd shit. So, like, really,
we're the money people now.
Yeah, I mean,
look at us. Look at me. Look at us. We're the money people now. We're the viewer.
I mean, like, could you imagine them making a Rescue Rangers movie?
Oh, my God, right? That would kill. Yeah. That would be ridiculous.
If only we could watch a trailer with that and do a podcast with Tiffany.
Oh, my God, we should. Yeah. You know what? Next episode, let's totally
on
do that.
On 4-4-4-4-0-4-4.
Yeah. 4,000.
We'll see you in 1,000 years.
In the future.
So, now, BioShock movie, super stoked. Mm-hmm. You should be too. I know Peter is.
I'm so stoked. I'm going to go play the game. I got to play it again. I remember I played it when it first came out, super loved it, and then I replayed it again when Infinite came out. Infinite's the only game that I haven't finished. I started playing it, and I was like, it was pretty good, and then some other game came along, and I got distracted. It didn't. Maybe I didn't get too far into it. I know a lot of people like it. I just didn't get the same feel as I got from 1 and 2.
Yeah, I only played 1.
Oh, like, you only played 1?
I played 1. I owned 2. Mm-hmm. And I played, like, you know, maybe a couple hours of it.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with it. I just never finished it. And then I saw the trailer for Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Infinite, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure.
Yeah.
Well, just because we were just talking about Halo Infinite, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're like, am I crossing streams here?
But anyway, that game looked badass, and I also have never played it.
Yeah.
And the director I was trying to think of earlier was Gore Verbinski.
Gore Verbinski.
And he directed The Ring.
Oh, okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Rango.
Huh.
So obviously he has a Johnny Depp fetish.
Yeah.
And long black hair in The Ring, also Johnny Depp fetish. I think that's why I just solved the riddle. That's why the original movie plans were scrapped.
Taking bets now. If Mr. Fountain or whatever the main villain is going to be Johnny Depp.
Yeah. No, because he's not going to direct this one. As far as I know, that was the original director,
the original one that
signed on to do an R-rated one. And then he's like, wait a minute, did you just say that Johnny Depp can't be every character like Norbit?
I was about to say that, but we have to pay him for each character. This is ballooning way too fast. We can't afford this.
And you have to negotiate with each of his individual agents for each character.
This isn't happening.
Sorry, Gore Verbinski. If you want to be on the cast and redeem yourself, I mean, like, we don't really think that you called off the project because of Johnny Depp, but if you did or if you didn't,
if you want to challenge that, you're gonna have to come on the cast. The fans want to know.
I think
it's up to you now. Ball's in your court.
They deserve to know. Have your people call our people. And by our people, I mean, like,
Jim's mom.
she'll pass on the message, or you could go to @nerdcartel on Instagram and private message me
directly. It's probably the best.
And my assistant will read it and pass it on to me and Peter.
Katrina's friend, my wife.
So, all right. Do you have another message that you want to give the people, Peter?
Yeah, so Rescue Rangers.
No,
we're not. Okay, yeah, we're saving that for the next.
Spoiler alert. Next episode.
We're going to do trailers with Tim.
Yeah, and Rescue Rangers may or may not be
on there. But while you have the time, go ahead and click on the purple icon and give us 5 stars, give us 10 stars, give us
all the stars.
And then you know what, while you're at it, tell us what you liked about BioShock. Leave a little comment in there, tell us how much we're awesome, or tell us how much we suck. We really don't care. But you could also find us at Spotify or iTunes or
wherever your ears go for love. We're there to love them,
and thank you to everybody who has.
Later.
Bye.